This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
Education Empowerment Initiatives, Fueling Personal Flourishing with Humanistic Values. Discover how education empowerment initiatives grounded in humanistic values and a secular worldview promote personal flourishing and community growth. Why education empowerment initiatives matter more than ever. Hey, so I've been thinking a lot lately about education empowerment initiatives and why they're such a game changer for people everywhere. Imagine a world where everyone has the tools and confidence to shape their own future. That's really what these programs aim to do. It's about giving individuals, especially those who might have been left behind, access to knowledge, skills, and support so they can truly thrive. Now, what's really interesting is how these initiatives often bring together ideas from positive humanism and applied humanistic philosophy. Those are terms you might have heard in academic circles, but in everyday life, they translate into straightforward, uplifting values, believing in the potential of humans to grow, learn, and flourish regardless of their background. It's not just about academic achievement. It's about nurturing personal flourishing to help people become their best selves. The secret sauce behind many of these empowerment initiatives is rooted in a secular worldview. What does that mean? Well, it's a framework that focuses on reason, evidence, and human welfare without relying on religious or supernatural beliefs. This makes the programs inclusive and grounded in universally accessible humanistic values, ensuring that everyone can find a place within the effort, no matter their beliefs. One of the biggest benefits of education empowerment is how it connects with positive psychology. You know, the study of what makes life worth living and how people can work toward happiness and fulfillment. These initiatives emphasize building strengths like resilience, optimism, and creativity, not just filling people's heads with facts. It's education that feels alive and relevant. Here's a quick example. Imagine a community center offering free workshops on digital literacy, financial planning, and emotional well-being. The idea isn't just to help people get jobs, but to set them up for long-term success and contentment. Programs like this teach practical skills while reinforcing values like empathy, critical thinking, and cooperation. Access to quality education empowers economic opportunity and independence. Building critical thinking and problem-solving fosters lifelong learning and adaptability. Embedding humanistic values helps create more compassionate, ethical communities. Personal flourishing is supported through growing self-confidence and emotional intelligence. And honestly, this is where a secular worldview shines brightest. It provides a common ground that respects diversity and encourages the application of reason and compassion to solve real problems. Education initiatives that embrace this philosophy tend to be inclusive and pragmatic, which means they're often more effective in the long run. If you're wondering how to get a better grasp on these ideas, there's a fantastic resource I'd recommend. The book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. It breaks down these concepts in a way that's easy to understand and full of practical insights for living a meaningful ethical life grounded in reason and humanistic values. So if you're curious about how embracing positive humanism and a secular worldview can enhance not only education but your own personal growth, that book is a great place to start. Learn more about the book and start your journey to flourishing today. It's the kind of knowledge that can empower you and others, helping create communities where everyone has a chance to succeed. At the end of the day, education empowerment initiatives are more than just programs. They're a movement toward a better, more compassionate society rooted in genuine opportunity and respect for all human beings. And if we can fold in some of those humanistic values alongside evidence-based learning, well, that's a future worth working for.